I'm Karen Given. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the story of Fred Sisakamous, whose 11 games in the NHL inspired a generation of Indigenous athletes. But now, this week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
Are you ready for some football?
Well, it's coming whether I'm ready for it or not, so I guess I'm ready for it.
Well, despite having 7 months to figure it all out, there is one thing that was not ready, and that's the league's anthem policy. The latest suggested compromise doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Would you like to try to explain it?
Well, yeah, the NFL owners have promised not to discipline the players for protesting the national anthem as long as the players' union sells out those players and tells them to stand.
But they don't have to stand.
This is a non-starter. No, the union's not going to do it, first of all. And second of all, even if the union does it, it doesn't matter.
Right.
All it does is give the owners a talking point.
I mean, what's interesting about the latest compromise is it basically does nothing but embarrass the union, maybe. So why not just do nothing?
I don't know. But it is not in the NFL's nature to stand still and do nothing when doing something will make a situation worse.
The College of the Ozarks, a private Christian school in Point Lookout, Missouri, won the race to become the first sports team to say they won't wear uniforms with the Nike logo on them. This is, of course, in response to Nike's new endorsement deal with Colin Kaepernick. I wonder if anyone had ever heard of the College of the Ozarks before now.
Well, I have, because I actually drove by it once.
Oh.
But the College of the Ozarks had a Nike deal? That's a heck of a marketing department Nike has, but there we are.
It looks like you could get a good deal in Vegas if you placed a bet on the Philadelphia Eagles to repeat as Super Bowl champs. At last look, the Eagles were listed at 14-1. Are those odds you'd take?
I'd take that at 14-1. The Patriots are listed at 6-1, which is the third straight year they've been the consensus choice to win the Super Bowl. I don't make them that good a bet this year, but you can never tell. I mean, at 14-1, more people have bet on 10 teams than have bet on the Eagles. So people out there who do this for a living don't think the Eagles are a good bet either.
I sometimes forget that the Eagles actually are the defending champions.
I'll go to Philadelphia for 5 minutes.
We're going to get a lot of emails over that one. But what does this team have to do to get some respect?
Win it again, preferably with Nick Foles at quarterback.
Angels fans were dismayed to learn this week that Shohei Ohtani needs Tommy John surgery, but they needn't have worried, right? Because he can still swing the bat pretty well.
He is such a great story. The guy needs Tommy John surgery so he can be a top-level pitcher, but that's going to have to wait until he hits 35 home runs.
There was a skirmish inside the Seattle Mariners clubhouse on Tuesday, Charlie, but those sorts of things happen all the time. So moving on, a bit more unusual was the skirmish inside the Detroit Tigers broadcast booth later that same day. This really can't be good.
What's going on in baseball? Seriously. Well, the Mariners skirmish is understandable because they were leading the AL West at the All-Star break and have completely fallen apart. Announcer on announcer crime is a new thing. And apparently it was all over a chair. Now, it must have been a great chair.
My favorite detail about this is their travel arrangements back to Detroit were booked separately to avoid further issues.
And to avoid them getting thrown into federal prison for disrupting a flight.
Charlie, I was thrilled when Albuquerque got the Isotopes. I actually went to Pennsylvania to see the Iron Pigs based on their name alone. The Savannah Bananas might be my new favorite team, but I think I might draw the line at the name given to the team moving to Huntsville, Alabama. What do you think?
Well, first of all, you have to remember that Huntsville is a very big NASA space connection
right.
to Huntsville. They have the labs there. But, however, the Mobile Bay Bears, which is a pretty strange name to start with, are moving to Huntsville, and they are going to call themselves the Rocket City Trash Pandas, which is like local slang for raccoon. And I need a shirt right now. I need a Rocket City Trash Panda shirt right now. If you're listening in Huntsville, I don't even know if we're on the air there. I need a Trash Panda shirt.
And finally, Charlie, neither you nor I are experts in the game the Brits call football, but I think we can safely say that one of the players who suited up for Royton Town, a team in the 11th tier of the English system, didn't really belong there, right?
Yeah, this is a great story. Paul Scholes, who played for Manchester United his whole career, won 11 Premier League titles with him. His son plays for this team. And he lined up to play for them. But the best part of the story is they lost 1-0. Fire that guy immediately.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson's Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins us each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.
It's not just that the Only a Game podcast brings you the same great stories that you hear on the radio, or even that it brings you weekly insights from Charlie Pearce and our other super smart analysts. It's that you can listen to it whenever you want, giving tremendous flexibility to subscribers. I would know. I am one of them.